Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hasn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Let's make sure that you really understand what's going on. I'm not calling you all a bunch of fools. That's not what I mean by that. Not that you don't, that a lot of you don't already know, but it's true. You know, Sony and I were talking about it. It's kind of like, you know, people want to be involved. They want to be engaged. They want to have others have a sense that they really do have a clue, know what they're doing, but they don't. And don't be ashamed of that. You can't keep up with everything. I get paid to do this. You don't. And that doesn't mean you believe everything I tell you either. You check out what I tell you. But you've got a lot of people out there that you know, they're running around as if they do have all the answers. And they don't. So, look, it's really real simple. Find one of these, like I always say, find one of these topics, one of these categories that, you know, you got a heart for. I don't care, education, water, city council, whatever it is. Help somebody run for those positions. Run for those positions yourself. And that's how you make a difference. I have friends of mine who are saying to me, you know, I want to run for office. I don't know if I can do better outside or inside or whatever. Well, it depends on how much you're willing to put up with. How much garbage you're willing to put up with. I think, personally, I've learned over the years, I think that if you're a good organizer, remember Obama? All right. If you're a good organizer, I think you can make a big difference from outside. You make relationships. Here's a little information, okay? You make relationships with the trustees or the council members or whatever, you know, water board members. They're called directors. You make relationships with them. They find out that you're not a freak. And then you bring a bunch of people in to talk with them. Now they're going to listen to you. Now they're going to listen to what your concerns are and work within those, except being that person that always shows up, always yells at you, calls you all kinds of names. And the board members shut down because they're going, oh, God, that he's here again, saying the same thing again. Right? I mean, so don't do that. Don't be that person. Don't do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I know, 732-5563. I really, truly thank you for listening to the show. I know, you know, we're coming up on the end of the year. I could have done an end of the year thing, but I don't. You know, it's just a regular night, really. And seriously and sincerely, just make sure that you do the right thing, that you're willing to fight for it. Don't just talk about it. You know, I'm not making fun of these people, but I want you to think about something. All these guys and women that have all these guns and they've been through all this training and everything else, really, what will you do? What would you do? when they come up the street, or if God forbid, if they ever came up the street, and I'm talking about the government, guns a-blazing, you know, 50 troopers, whatever, you think you're going to single-handedly blast through them? I just think it's funny. If you're going to do anything, you do what our founding fathers did. Then as you come together, you put a plan together. And that's how you work it through. Now, you know, as Joe says, you got to watch out because they've got all the weapons. So don't worry about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the cover. Here, this should scare you to no end. Now, we've talked about this before. This is, you know, Klaus Schwab and telling you what you're going to like and not like, what you're going to do, right? He is, I guess he's the founder of the WEF. He's decided that we have to get used to a total erosion of privacy. If you have nothing to lose, if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be afraid. I don't remember electing this guy. I don't remember this guy. You know, again, it's all about the money, right? All about the power. And we allow that to happen. And I don't mean we allow that to happen because we allow people to make money. That's not what I mean by that at all. You know, seriously. All right, take a listen.
Ce nouveau monde, il doit accepter une transparence.
Oh, that was in English. I'm sorry. I will translate. How's that? All right. He said, in this new world, we must accept the transparency.
Ce nouveau monde, il
he says, come on.
Une transparence.
Switch. And I'll even say total transparency. In other words, they're going to tell us what they're going to do to you. Everything's going to be transparent. I mean, he seems to like that word very much. And you have to get used to it. You're going to have to deal with it. You'll have to behave accordingly. Wow. Okay. It becomes how should you be about it.
I think it's mistranslated.
But basically what he's saying here is that we're going to rule you. We're going to run you. We're going to tell you what and how to do, whether you like it or not. And you're going to have to get used to it. You're going to have to buy into it. Right? They even came out, if you listen to some of their information, they came out and admit that they're behind in funding and pushing the LGBTQA plus agenda. Because they're for total equality across the board. Except for their gabillion dollars. I wonder if they're going to share any of that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Host. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know, somebody sent me an email during the break. Wanted to know if that water story by California, you know, using toilet water kind of thing, are they going to water our, I love this, are they going to water our plants, our food, our whatever with it? Well, they might do it for a while. But if John Kerry gets his way, you know, we won't be watering anything. It's funny how these people are. It's like, you know, farming something like, you come up with some crazy number. What was it, like 33% of CO2 that's emitted comes from farming, it comes from this. They come up with all these crazy numbers. They don't prove any of them. They can't prove any of them. But they come up with them. And if you stop farming, how are they going to supply us with the near beef that they keep talking about? You know what I mean? Right? Seriously. So if you can't grow plants to turn into what looks like a hamburger, what are they going to do? They're going to force you again. This really what your founding fathers had in mind? Weren't they all about freedom? You really think they would be okay with the government dictating to you what you should eat? How you should eat it? That's another one. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And listen, talking about COVID or what have you. Now the National Institute of Health, or the head of the National Institute of Health, you can add him to the list of people with lockdown remorse. Francis Collins now recognizes that public health agencies attach zero value to whether this actually totally disrupted people's lives. Right? What effect did it have on the economy? And many kids kept out of school. Earlier this year, Gavin Newsom admitted he would have done everything differently with COVID. No, he wouldn't have. He's saying that because he's looking for higher office, right? I mean, Newsom has also absurdly tried to blame local control for California's COVID catastrophe. No. He was the one who dictated what, how, and when. I had these fights with my own board. Others have similarly tried to rewrite history. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra claimed, we never forced anyone to do anything. Yeah, bullpuckies. As a school board member, yeah, they did. They forced us to do a lot of things to kids. Right? We never forced anyone to do anything. Remember the toddler mask mandate? Yeah, right. They didn't force anybody to do anything. OSHA Director Douglas Parker likewise denied, hey, we didn't demand that anyone be fired despite they imposed a vaccine mandate on 84 million Americans. Education Secretary Cardona flatly denied his public support for child vaccine. It's all in video. They have this. So is it a sickness? Again, I ask. Is it a sickness or flat out evil? Are they that evil? That they're going to look at you and deny what they came on camera and said? Anyway. You know, the debate around COVID is now settled, right? And that the radical departures from America's institutions of freedom, self-government, it was a massive mistake. But the attempt to rewrite history, that's only just begun, people. They have got to protect themselves. I won't be alive, but, 30 years down the road, 40 years down the road, I wonder what this will look like. Remember that there were some people who understood and knew that the Holocaust would be denied someday. Right? And so they said, you know what? We have to take as much footage. We have to take pictures. We have to do all kinds of things to make sure that this is never forgotten, never swept under the carpet, never swept away. Right? And they were right. Look at what happens. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, and frankly, the biggest, biggest culprit when it comes to telling people what to do, how to do, no matter what the Constitution says, the state of California under Governor Newsom. And he can try to deny all this stuff all he wants to, but it's almost like he feels that people, you're that stupid that you're not going to be able to figure it out. So, the article goes on to say, all these articles are the same. They try to push the fact of all these gun violence acts as a reason to ban guns in total. And we've become that devolved as a society. When our founding fathers wrote it, were they just stupid? Were they just warmongers? Maybe they loved killing people. And that's why they put the Second Amendment in. Or has it gotten to the point that we've become such a deranged and a degenerate society that we can't be trusted with guns anymore? We can't be trusted to use them the way they were intended to be used. Apparently, last year, more than 42,000 people died of gun violence in the United States. Right, that figure comes from the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit organization. Now, they say they're an independent data collection and research institute and no affiliation to any advocacy group. I find it kind of hard to believe because I have to know how you're asking the questions, what the questions entail. Right? I mean, is this gang gun violence? And what are you calling gun violence? The Golden State was not spared firearm deaths over the last year. California saw its share of suicides, mass shootings, homicides, accidental gun deaths of all ages. In response to firearm violence, state lawmakers have worked. Now, this is really funny. Think about what they do here. It's not a matter of making sure that the people who have guns illegally go to jail. It's making sure that the people who can legally carry don't. They're including restrictions with licensed gun holders from carrying their firearms in what they call sensitive public places, like bars, churches, because we've never seen a mass shooting at churches where somebody who legally had a gun could help. No, we have actually seen people stopped. Right? So what do you do with that? Do you, if you have a license to carry a gun and the church wants to hire you security, is that okay? How about parks and public events? Because people who have a right to carry a gun, that's what they get it for. They get it so they can legally follow the law right up until the time they want to do a mass shooting, right? They're a bunch of fools. They're just fools. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law, to ensure the candidates
All the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square, New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5560. Really, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And, you know, when you're part of the solution, really, people, if you got the real information, you help people out, I'm telling you, they'll look up to you. They'll work with you. They'll trust you more. This is exactly why you want to make sure that you are giving people real information. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I talked about a toilet water earlier. And the funny thing about all that is we get enough rainwater here in California. They've taxed us over $200 billion to build catch basins, to redirect water, do all this stuff. And they've spent less than $10 billion since the late 70s, early 80s. On this project. Can you believe it? In the last massive 100-year rainstorms, I think it was 6 or 7 months ago, I didn't even know, we caught less than 20% or 25% of the water. How does that work? If we caught the rainwater, that's easier to clean, that's easier to deal with than toilet water. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, crazy California gun laws. See, the thing that bothers me the most is they don't do anything with these gun crimes. These people aren't going to jail. The people who shouldn't have a gun aren't going to jail. As a matter of fact, we had an issue with L.A. with a famous person who protected himself and his family with a gun that he was licensed to carry, and they took the gun away from him. They want to bring him up on charges. But I'm sure the people who shot at him won't be. Anyway. All right, don't get me all started here. So to curb the violence, here's some of the crazy stuff they've come up. The legislature have come. Now, I don't think the legislature came up with it. I think Newsom said, this is what I want. Governor signed a bill that will include restricting licensed gun holders from license. People have already passed the test, the sanity test, not to buy a gun, but somebody who actually went in and had to take the test had to, you know, go through an interview process, the whole nine yards. So now these guys who actually have a permit to carry a gun cannot carry a gun in sensitive public places like bars, churches, parks, public events, stadiums, casinos, financial institutions, medical facilities, public transportation, and other spaces. Now, what I love about this is on December 20th, the district judge Carney issued an order to stop the ban on licensed gun carrying. Right? Now, Rob Bont is going to, of course he is, the Attorney General, is going to appeal the judge's order because he doesn't feel that responsible gun owners who have a license to carry can be trusted in those areas with a gun. However, and I love how they say it, guns are sensitive public places, do not make our community safer. Rather the opposite. Why? Because what happens when a licensed gun owner, when a concealed carry permit person has a gun, they lose their minds when they come to these places? They lose control of their faculties? Really? More guns in more sensitive places makes the public less safe. Think about that. So, well, take them away from the police. More guns, your blanket statement, more guns in more sensitive places makes the public less safe. Really? And the data does not support it. Right? More guns in the hands of unlicensed people who shouldn't have them make you unsafe. Anyway. Assembly Bill 28 was approved by the governor. It's an excise tax on licensed firearm dealers. Right? They're going to charge the dealers, the manufacturers, the ammunition vendors. So get the guns you want to get. You can only buy one gun a month here in California. So buy one a month. If that's the road you're going down, you love guns, that's the way to go. Because up until July, the tax will be low. Buy all the ammunition you need to buy, too. Do it now. Don't wait. Assembly Bill 301, it allows courts to consider the acquisition of body armor as a determining factor in issuing gun violence restraining orders. Oh, God. So if you buy body armor, you must be up to something terrible. I mean, the fact that you might work in downtown L.A. would have nothing to do with it, right? Again, and some of these are just shots in the dark. Bill 1587 requires financial institutions that facilitate debit credit card transactions to create a merchant category code for firearms. You know what, guys? Just take a cash advance on your card and go pay cash for it. I mean, seriously, so they can see how much money is being spent, who spent it, who bought it, in that light. They already know who bought it. Why create a category? You already have that information. Assembly Bill 97 is another new law intended to crack down on ghost guns. Some courts have said, you know, a self-made gun is not made by me. There's a whole bunch of different rules behind it. Requires the Department of Justice to report data on arrests, prosecutions of specific misdemeanor offenses related to firearms lacking valid state or federal serial numbers. Got it. So I can't, as a gunsmith or whatever, I can't make my own gun, I guess. Bill 455 allows court orders to prohibit a defendant who is participating in mental health diversion from owning or possessing a firearm because they're a danger to themselves. God, I know somebody's making you throw up right now, right? Bill 574 requires gun buyers to verify on the dealer record of sale whether they have, within the past 30 days, checked and confirmed possessions of all firearms they currently own or possess. I have no idea what that means. Right? This one I love. Requires those convicted of a felony or specific misdemeanor offenses to relinquish all firearms within 48 hours of conviction. If they remain out of custody. Anyway, the new law also establishes requirements if firearms are not relinquished. These are all, a majority of these are going to be fought. You know, they're going to require firearms dealers, again, to take courses, right? It's going to be a firearm sales training course. You have to be certified to sell a firearm. It's going to cost them a mint, and they're going to pass it on to people buying guns. Senate Bill 452, I know, some of you are bored to death, but hang in there, prohibits licensed firearm dealers from selling, offering, exchanging, giving, or transferring a semi-automatic pistol unless the pistol has been verified as a micro-stamping-enabled pistol. Now, micro-stamping allows law enforcement officials to recover ballistics at a scene of a shooting to immediately identify the gun used. The new law also makes it a crime to modify micro-stamping. Now, so I can't sell my gun. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost screwed up. That was a licensed firearm dealer. Does that mean no more consignment guns? A lot of people want to get rid of their guns or get rid of a particular gun. Can't do it, right? God. Bill 417 requires certain signage to be visible inside the premises of a licensed firearms dealer. Signs must contain information about safe gun storage, rules regarding lost and stolen firearms, and information about the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Requires, let me see another one. Bill 303 requires the state attorney general to provide local law enforcement with more information from the database on this prohibited armed persons file. Why aren't they sharing that now? Really? Bill 355 allows the loan and possession of assault weapons to enrollees of police academies, but it prohibits the loan to weapons from leaving training facilities. Okay. My God. These guys, what did they, 24. 24 new laws. Let that sink in for a while. Assembly Bill 1406 allows, under certain circumstances, the extension of existing 10-day waiting period for transfers or sale of a firearm. Now, the law allows the Department of Justice to request a delay if additional research is required to determine if a person is eligible to own a firearm. It's just amazing. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more lunacy after the break.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
One of my favorites. We call them rejoins in the business. Always great for those kind of... You know, look at it, really... We started coddling people way too much. I'm not saying you shouldn't be good to people and help out people that are in trouble. That's not what I mean. Right? But seriously. And when you look at what's going on, you know, with people, they can't cope. I mean, who was it? Dr. B and I, for years, Dr. B and I have been talking about how people can't fit in. They can't cope. They can't deal with things, which is so wrong. Right? I mean, seriously. And people need to get their act together, though. They really need to get their act together in knowing what's right, knowing what's wrong, looking at what's caused the issues in your area. Yeah, somebody sent me an article during the break. I try to read through it real quick. Because I believe it to be true. You know, retired California public employees, they're flocking to Idaho. They take their pensions, you know, their funds, they've become the financial lifeblood, or at least one of them, in that Idaho town. Right? And though claiming to be conservative Republicans and registered Republicans, as many of the old-timers put it, they come here with their liberal baggage. I believe that. Most of our Republicans, most, not all, most, are not conservatives. By any stretch of the imagination, they might be fiscally conservative. Because you're talking about their money, you're talking about money. But they're not socially conservative at all. Los Angeles Times reported this month the town of Eagle, Idaho, had seen an influx of retired cops and firefighters moving to their town, with many of them identifying as conservative, but seeing practically socialist. You know, they come in there with their large pensions, and they think they can run the place. Or try to, anyway. Now, two California transplants squared off in the most recent mayor race, and the key issue between the two former Golden State residents was, who was less Californian? See, this infuriates me. I live in a nice, smaller town in Los Angeles County. Yeah, just a 300,000 people, small town. But I love it when people come to the town. They move here because of the great schools. They move here because of how secure it is or how safe it is. They move here for the conservative values that they don't, I guess, don't consider conservative. They move out of areas of high crime, bad schools, dirty streets, and then they want to turn this place into that place. They want to bring their liberal liberal policies here and put them into place. And then they'll wonder why at some point in time, why it went to hell. Because they're more sold out to their ideology. They're more sold out to their ideology than the country, than being an American. Than being whatever their religious belief is. Former Eagle, Idaho Mayor Jason Pierce, he arrived in Idaho more than 20 years ago. So he's seen it grow. Now some people say, well, you got the old guard mentality. And No. He's seen it grow. He knows where the skeletons are. He knows some of the pains have gone through. He knows what the people have gone through over the years. Where when you come in from LA, I mean, I find a lot of Californians, these rich or well-off Californians, think they know more than you because they have money. Just because you have money, any idiot can hit the lottery and get money. Many people can get a job that pays well. It doesn't make them smarter than you. Look at these billionaires across the planet right now who think that they know more than you do. They're going to keep you down because they don't want you dealing with anything. And the story I did earlier about the ex-MSNBC commentator who felt that middle America was filled with terrorists because they're not educated. They don't understand. Think about that. Academia thinks that they're so smart, they're so much better than you because they have an education. My dad called those people book-wise street stupid. Anyway, so this fellow arrived there. He's been there 20 years. He was mayor. No public pension. He lost an election to the arrival of a new arrival of a six-figure California fire captain. I mean, the guy's got a six-figure pension from California. And it's ludicrous when these people show up, they call themselves Republicans. Maybe they're California Republicans. He went on to say, you find a lot of Californians who move here don't realize how much liberal baggage they're bringing with them. Now, Pierce said he doesn't understand how Californians with pensions that exceed what working people make in Idaho can move to a state and call themselves conservative. Now, I don't agree with him with everything he says here, but when you think because you have money, when you think because, you know, you're all set, you can go in and take these jobs or take these positions, and you don't understand the culture, it's wrong. Seriously. It's flat out wrong. Not kind of, sort of. You know, they want to give the same kind of benefits that they got to the officers and state employees here. We can't afford it. You know, you guys created a $68 billion deficit in California. You want to bring that to Idaho, where it's simple living, it's simple people there? You want to give those, I don't begrudge officers a living, but you still have to stay within that bucket. This is the thing that the left doesn't understand. There's only so much money in that bucket. That bucket can only hold so much water. And if you start putting pensions together like that, you will break the locals. You know, it's just amazing. Californians have, the mayor said the Californians have been programmed in a way that they think that they're conservative, but they're not. They move to a place like Idaho, then they start asking for the same things that the government was providing them in California. We can't afford it. They don't understand the expense and revenue and expense. Honestly, they don't even realize what they're doing. But you have to go out, you know, you have to kind of go to them, wait a minute. So you want taxes to go up. They'll say, oh, I'd be willing to pay a little bit more. And you wouldn't look at them, you just left all of this. You said the same thing where you came from. And once the momentum starts, you don't stop it. Now, Pierce explained that when the new residents come from California, they see trash on the streets. They wonder why more isn't done to clean it up. So you want your taxes to go, Pierce said. You want more government. You want them cleaning up your crap. It's just amazing. Brad Pike, the mayor-elect of Eagle, who won a December 6th runoff election by 10 points, moved to Idaho with a $123,000 pension. He said he's been a Republican for 41 years and could finally exhale when he moved to Idaho. He said, this is a free country. You have the option to go anywhere you want to go. He said, I'm not ashamed to say that. I brought my CalPERS pension to Idaho. I came here looking for anything that is not liberal, socialistic view of government in California. Right? And Pierce, the ex-mayor, told the local news source that their view of a Republican from California and their local view of a conservative Republican are totally different, especially when it comes to taxes, gun rights, and other issues like that, parental rights for that matter. He went on to say, we take care of ourselves. We take care of our neighbors. You're getting a lot more people watching. You know others to take. Look, in little towns like this, where everybody kind of knows everybody or works with everybody, loves everybody, knows about your family, when something's going wrong, they don't reach to the government for help, which is the way it should never have been. They turn around and reach to each other for help. The neighbors know you're in trouble. You broke a leg. You can't go to work. Your wife is sick. You need somebody to come and help out. And that's what they do for each other. They don't want to go and have the government step into their garbage and take care of them. The town is different because it didn't have all that liberal garbage going on. Because they have small town values. They have old time values. Right? Anyway, I know. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And speaking of fleeing, a new report shows that young Americans are packing their bags. Gen Z is heading to Texas, fleeing states like California for a better life. No, that's impossible. That can't be right. Newsom says it's great here. It's wonderful here. You heard the clips earlier. You know, seriously. And business experts say that the blue state exodus is strong and still going. Right? They're fleeing states like California and New York because of their oppressive policies. Now, you heard earlier tonight by a Biden official that's not true. Oh, no, the people aren't leaving California. They're not leaving New York. That's a fallacy. Numbers don't lie. Hey, I'm Joe Senior, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Once you're back here with me, we might be live Monday. We might not. I don't know. I don't drink, so I'm not worried about the hangover. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know what? Don't do anything stupid. New Year's Eve, like my dad used to call it, amateur's night. It's not bad to have some close friends come by, hang around the house, and maybe even pray for a better new year. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend.